Blog Talk Radio.
A lot of fights.
Members of the hip-hop community are mourning the shocking death of well-known rapper found dead this morning in a hotel room in Los Angeles.
It was 2 o'clock this afternoon when authorities say they found her. They found her in her hotel room.
Actor, comedian, died early Saturday morning in Chicago.
He was suffering from a lung condition called sarcoidosis, which many of us probably haven't heard until this morning.
The death of a child star died today in a Utah hospital 2 days after suffering a brain hemorrhage.
He was found dead today in an apartment here in New York City.
His body was discovered yesterday. A cleaning lady found him face down at the foot of his bed. They do confirm that prescription sleeping pills were found in his apartment and taken from the apartment, though.
The coroner found bottles of prescription pills
inside her hotel room bathtub.
Tragic death of actor performer who was known for his extraordinary range after what they believe was a heroin overdose.
Reporting that he died following a cardiac arrest.
What is happening in Hollywood that a guy that tough will be on the street waving a gun, screaming, they are trying to kill me? What's going on?
And someone is trying to kill me. I've called 3 times. I'm running down the highway. Okay, I called 911 about 8 times on this trip I've had.
Work.
DadDrift.com.
You so focused on who fucking who, you don't realize who fucking you. You so sucker than the who fucking who, you don't realize who fucking you. Motherfucker, bent over. Bent over. Grab your ex, touch your knees. Bent over. Bent over. Bent over. Grab your ex, touch your knees. Bent over. Motherfucker, You so focused on who fucking who, you don't realize who fucking you. You so sucker than the who fucking who, you don't realize who fucking you. Motherfucker, been over. Talking about who you fucking kidding. I do this for a fucking living. Private life, public life, I can't tell the fucking difference. I'm from the city, people love to visit. Every square foot, 100 bitches. Hoes horn, that ain't nothing new. If I ain't hit it, someone hit it. Bob, it's more than life than money, riches. It's more than life than fucking bitches. Screenshots, ass shots, that's a rock shot. That's why I don't trust them bitches. She ain't friendly with the mother bitches. All they is to her is competition. She just wanna be complimented. She just want 100 million followers. Back it up, bend it over on the cyber list. On your back, knees up, gynecologist. And you know who stays anonymous. Put it together, then it's obvious. But you so focused on who fucking who, you don't realize who fucking you. You so sucker than the who fucking who, you don't realize who fucking you. Motherfucker, pin over. Pin over. Grab your ankles, touch your knees. Pin over. Motherfucker, pin over. Pin over. Grab your ankles, touch your knees. Pin over. Motherfucker. You be bugging off of who fucking who, you don't realize who fucking you. You be bugging off of who fucking who, you don't realize who fucking you. Motherfucker, been over. Bob, miss me with them conscious lyrics. You sound just like the 1%er. You must have did a bunch of acid. Either that or you just fucking with us. You wanna be a star, sell out concert tickets. A mansion in a Hollywood subdivision. You get the fame under one condition. You get copied at the clone center. They kill them with a comment in it. Overdose from a drug addiction. Same story, same headline. A stroke, a heart attack, an aneurysm. Celebrities and politicians. Just to name a couple members. Rituals and pedophilia. Sacrifices, blood religion. The Queen of England got a arrest warrant for the disappearance of 12 children. Do your research on the topic. Same time every year, kids come a missing. But you so focused on who fucking who, you don't realize who fucking you. You so sucker than the who fucking who, you don't realize who fucking you. Motherfucker, bent over. Bent over. Grab your ankles, touch your knees. Bent over. Motherfucker, bent over. Bent over. Grab your ankles, touch your knees. Bent over. Motherfucker. You be bugging off of who fucking who, you don't realize who fucking you. You be bugging off of who fucking who, you don't realize who fucking you. Motherfucker, Ben. 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 Get bent, motherfucker.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Real quick, man. The reason why I stopped, you know, it's
55.
You're going 91.
Oh, man.
What's the hurry, man?
Taking my girl out on a date tonight.
Yeah. You ain't more marijuana in the car, do you?
No.
You already smoke it off?
Yep.
All right. I'm going to get you, dude. Just don't touch that gun, all right, man?
All right.
We'll get you a step on out here real quick with you, okay?
I don't make the rules, I just break the rules. Best stay in tune, cause I'm breaking news. I pay my dues, I done pay my dues. Can't tell me shit, I don't know you, dude. You so untraditional, you so regular, you so basic, you so unoriginal. Not a second go by that I'm not offending you. They say Bob ain't hip-hop, I don't know why, I guess it must be the stage name. Or put me on the track with any MC, motherfucker know they better bring the A-game. Yeah, and they say they need to clean my lyrics to a child that sounds suggestive. Okay, I do that when the fucking government stops harboring child molesters. In a time when you could be face down arrested and get shot if you sound aggressive. And here I go, trying to break through to the trouble you, but I can't cause your child was sheltered. How protective is too protective? How neglected is too neglected? How every year it's a new flu epidemic? How every year it's a new terrorist group with nuclear weapons? Can't be coincidental, orchestrated like an instrumental. If you use your mental, life ain't complicated, shit is usually simple. Man, I don't make the rules, I just break the rules. Best stay in tune, cause I'm breaking news. I pay my dues, I done pay my dues. Can't tell me shit, owe you shit, I don't owe you shit, and you know that shit, and you know that shit. I won't coexist with no bogus bitches, poof be gone, hocus pocus bitches. Got no time for clown ass niggas, chatty patty full of gossip niggas. Word on the street, you a bottom nigga, old private party Illuminati member. My bae don't get no photo, though. Talk all that shit on the photo, pop all that shit on the timeline. When they see me, they still want a photo. I call that free promo, I call that free promo. This shit is amazing, this is the awakening. History in the making, huh? They want me to behave, but I can't cause I cannot be bought. There is not a journey that cannot be sought. I plan to win ball. Is that light at the end or the shit just we saw? I can't with your ball. A nation of children that cannot be taught. They say this shit is just cannabis talk, but without it my thoughts are just crammed in a vault. Man, I don't make the rules, I just break the rules. Best stay in tune, cause I'm breaking news. I pay my dues, I don't pay my dues. Can't tell me shit, I don't know you, dude.
That
top of dreams, stack on top of dreams, stack on top of dreams,
bodies on top of bodies, on top of bodies, copy, carbon copy, do you copy, out of body, out of body, tipsy, turvy, tipsy, topsy, tipsy, topsy, Illuminati, all the thotties, the John Gotti, party, party, they watching, I know they watching, 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 yeah, yeah, he dead, I'm in his Mojave, suicide route, kamikaze, I don't blame him with nobody, the scapegoat, I guess I'm Bin Laden, yeah, yeah. Compared to Donald Trump, I'm neck and neck with the death threats. Got the best vests and the best text. I need less stress and the best sex. New photos are the best text. Life is too short to be depressed, yes, but I'm too focused on the next step and I'm restless.
The party, I'll find you in the other life. Red, the party, I'll find you in the other life.
Dreams are made up, same thing that my jeans are made up. Real niggas on my team is made up. No day two, day three, just day one. Some niggas move when the strings raise up. Fame is a drug, niggas think for a taste up. Broke hoes smoke all your weed, snatch out their weed, then leave and the drinks is drank up. I aim to provoke, I don't mean financial when I say you broke. You broke in your heart, you lost in your thoughts and you broke in your soul. Emotions evoke, mentally stunning, more issues than bold. Doors open and close, but do it and notice it though.
The party, I'll find you in the other life. Red, the party, I'll find you in the other life.
Bodies on top top of bodies, on top of bodies. Copy, carbon copy. Do your copy out of body, out of body. Tipsy, turvy, tipsy, topsy, tipsy, topsy. Illuminati, all the bodies, the John Gotti. Party, party. Watching, I know they watching, watching, watching. Yeah, yeah, he that I'm in is Mojave. Suicide route, kamikaze. I don't blame him with nobody. The scapegoat, I guess I'm Bin Laden.
Red, the party. I'll find you in the afterlife. Red, red, the party. I'll find you in the afterlife.
Peace, infinite waters diving deep once again. We are out here breathing in that beautiful prana, baby. We got a question that came in. Someone asked, could I make a video on the secrets of alchemy and how to become one? When you wear a shirt like this on an overcast day, you are becoming an alchemist. No, scrap that. When you say, can I get a hello there? When your house has just been burnt down, well, you're an alchemist. Okay. Now, there is that great book, The Alchemist by Paulo Coelho. Fantastic book. When I say alchemist, what comes into your mind? I don't know. I'm asking you. Right? Alchemy emanates, it goes back way into ancient Egypt, right? Where people learn in the mystery schools how to turn base metals into gold. But on a deeper level, when we talk of alchemy, we're not talking about doing that. We're talking about turning a really, really bad day into something to work with that will stop you from, well, pulling out all of your hair. The secret of alchemy is making the best out of the worst and not allowing external events to govern your internal condition. Now try saying that when something really crazy happens to you. It's not going to work, right? Because talk is cheap. So I'm going to share with you some secrets that have helped me along my journey. I say, look, when you fall down, are you the kind of person that says, why did I fall down? Or are you the kind of person that says, what am I going to do to get my ass back up? Can I get a hello there? The first secret is to realize, what helped me, that your mind, is a garden. Okay? I say alchemy is the magic that happens in between two states. If you're feeling cold, well, you wear a sweater and now you feel warm. So the sweater is the alchemist. If you are feeling self-destructive today, well, you can actually change your thoughts to change your world. So now the thoughts are a form of alchemy to stop you from, well, ouch, slapping yourself on the face. So when you realize your mind is a garden, you can grow flowers or weeds, you begin to think wisely. And that is what all alchemists know, that every thought matters, literally. The second secret is the Joker, right? The alchemist is the mad artist, because a lot of artists are all about perfection. The alchemist realizes perfection is an illusion. That's why they're a bit crazy. So they get the joke, right? They get the life joke that we're trying to take ourselves so seriously. The Alchemist is all about smiling, right? You just realize that you've lost all your money. The Alchemist is the one who says, thank you. And you're like, why? Because the Alchemist realizes by saying thank you when you've lost all your money, you're going to stop yourself from doing something very stupid to yourself. Okay, that's a great form of alchemy. The third secret is all about learning how to change the channel. I say whatever you focus on grows. No, scrap that. I got a new one. What you dwell on, whatever you dwell on swells. Right? Does that rhyme? Kinda. Help me make it rhyme. Okay? What we dwell on swells. Oh yeah, we got it. Whatever we dwell on swells. I love it, right? So, because of that, you got to learn how to change the channel. First thing in the day, I'm very conscious of what kind of music I'm listening to. Normally, it's a bit of Bob Marley, some reggae vibe, some bossa nova, even some classical music. I love hip-hop. Maybe even some old-school hip-hop, right? But I'm not listening to music which is gonna, well, where people are swearing at me all the time, right? First thing in the day. I don't want to wake up to that. You shouldn't have to either, okay? So that's all about changing the channel, just to see, like the great scientist Nikola Tesla said, if you want to understand the secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. So changing the channel is realizing you got to start changing what you're tuning into, right? Because you turn into whatever you are tuned into. The fourth secret of the Alchemist is, yeah, you guessed it, chucking perfection out of the window. Look, go into nature. I want you to show me some straight lines. I want you to show me some really round circles. You won't find it. Why? Because nature is very organic. Ain't nobody got time for that. But you see, no. Because once again, we are all about trying to strive for perfection. So I'm studying psychology over a decade ago, and my professor tells me perfectionism is a curse. I said, excuse me? Now I realize what he means. So the Alchemist realizes, look, life isn't a bucket full of peaches. No, it's more like a bucket full of crabs and some peaches, right? It's a mixed bag. So because of that, moving on to the fifth secret, the Alchemist learns how to love themselves 100%. Because when shit hits the fan, when things go really, well, crazy, what happens? You got to learn how to move. That's why yoga is so powerful, moving into your body, because it's going to happen. Oh yeah, it's going to happen, right? So you got to learn how to move with the ebb and the flow of life. It's so easy to say, love yourself, but how do we do it? I say, go to the place where you find your greatest power. For me, it's nature. So once again, the magic that happens is, woo, breathing in that beautiful prana, right? And that just lifts my mood up. But more so, learn how to drive this body vehicle we have. You see, there's a reason why the ancient masters practiced yoga, because each pose was a metaphor for life. Life is going to twist you around. You got to learn how to bend. You got to learn how to dodge. You got to learn how to do a handstand when things get, well, really rough. Okay? And then just go about your day like nothing happened. Number six is to realize the law of rhythm. Right? The Alchemist knows one of the greatest secrets. High tide, low tide. Yin, yang. Everything can't be smooth sailing. because life isn't all smooth. Even the rose, well, you have a thorn, right? That is life. So the alchemist is patient. You cultivate patience by realizing the cycles and the seasons of your life, basically, right? Good days, bad days, deal with it. Number seven is to prepare for the storm, because it's going to come. Oh boy, it's going to come. And when it comes, you're going to know, because it's going to blow you over. So I always say what's helped me is not to prepare that, not to think everything is going to be amazing all the time, right? Prepare myself. I've got to prepare myself for really bad days, right? When things don't go so well. How do I do that? By realizing, looking at a rose and say, oh, yeah, there's a thorn right there. That's what makes the rose so beautiful. That contrast, baby. Number eight is to stop overwhelming yourself. You see, the alchemist realizes you got to take one step at a time. Right? The alchemist doesn't give themselves so much work to do. The alchemist never overwhelms themselves. They pace themselves, because the alchemist realizes they are in a marathon, not a sprint. So once again, when you take this pressure off yourself, now it's a lot easier to create the magic you want to manifest. When you're placing all this pressure on yourself, well, you ain't going anywhere at all. Number nine is what I call the fun factor, right? There's a reason why some people are smiling all the time. You don't even know what's just happened to them. You don't even want to know, right? Because you got to realize that fun is what we are as children. A lot of us, we're playing in the swings until someone says, get your ass back inside. We don't want to do that, right? So everything I do as an alchemist, I'm all about putting the fun back into it. Because with fun, you take a very lighthearted approach, but also you're not so hard on yourself, right? You don't want to hit yourself over the head with a cricket bat. Not fun. Number 10 is to realize that true alchemy is when the masculine principle and the feminine principle collide, and well, you have a great, beautiful child, right? It's that union, the fusion of these super powerful forces coming together, literally, right? And it's beautiful. Work with someone else. I always say I'm not alone here. I connect with the feminine principle every single day and the masculine principle. I surround myself with people that help me. I can't do everything by myself. So the alchemist always realizes they have to find someone else to work the magic with, work the alchemy with. And lastly, the 11th secret of the alchemist and how to become one is to realize that every single day is a new adventure. That is why the alchemist is the mad artist, right? Because, look, the alchemist is all about experimenting. Whoops, what does this do? Who knows? Let's try it out, see what happens. Who cares? Who cares? Who cares? Can I get a hello there? But the alchemist doesn't usually talk that fast, right? So once again, the secret of alchemy is learning how to create the magic in between two states. It is the magic in between two states. Learning that whatever happens on the outside, you have the power to change it from the inside. Because what is taking place outside is nothing more than a reflection of what is taking place within yourself. So there you have it. Have a beautiful day. Have fun. Yeah. Infinite waters. Diving deep once again. Stay well. Stay healthy. Peace.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
All right. Peace, 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 everybody. Thank you guys for tuning in to another broadcast of Spiritual Soul Sunday with your host, Haru. I am your host, Haru. Hold on. And today, guys, what we are going to be doing is we are going to be I have a special guest that I actually invited onto the platform, guys, a friend of mine, Corey. We're going to be talking about on this broadcast, on this episode, we're going to be talking about healing, right? So when it comes to the whole topic of healing, okay, beautiful. All right, y'all, beautiful. Everything's good. Let me know if you guys can hear me in the background, or Corey, let me know. Somebody let me know that you guys can hear me so I'm not just talking. All right, guys. So thank you guys again. Thank you for everyone in the background for your unwavering support here at Enhancing Awareness Radio. We definitely appreciate you for that. So today, pretty much, Corey and I are going to be kind of sharing some highlights on the spiritual journey, right? Like everybody's spiritual journey. So my first question for the world is, how are you guys feeling? You know, to the Ear family as well, they are always here with me on Spiritual Soul Sunday as well. And we do the Motivational Classroom, guys, which we had a wonderful broadcast about Bill Cosby, America, the foundation of America, my yacht, where we're going. Like the last, this whole, well, the month of March was just electric when it comes to the Motivational Classroom. And in April, we have been setting the foundation for a lot of heavy conversation, you guys. So please be sure that you guys are going in the archives and you are listening to the archive show. Also, guys, our website, www.enhancingawarenessradio.net. Man, I put my blood, sweat, and tears in that website, you guys. I mean, there is so much cool stuff on the website to help you, you know, enhance your life, enhance your awareness. I have one of the things that I'm very proud of is I always used to give a book giveaway, you know, a lot, right? So instead of I'm like, okay, how can I incorporate this book giveaway into just speak loudly and clear, maybe slow down. All right, so on the website, guys, I have added a section, a PDF section on the website, and the PDF section is the PDF section on the website, guys. You guys can download. There are books that are free, and there are books that also require a donation, because on this spiritual journey, you know, some of these books and some of the things and the information that you get, you have to be very mindful and you have to be very careful with delving into magic, you know what I mean? So not all the books are, you know, going to be just openly available to you just like that. So, you know, either way, guys, if you do not have the donation, you know, amount, you know what I mean, which is normally like $2 or $3, you know, I will definitely send the book to you, you know, after we kind of converse through email a little bit and I kind of feel your energy a little bit, you know what I mean, before I give you a book, you know, on how to, you know, how to do some shit, right? So anyway, guys, with all of that being said, thank you for joining us, guys. So let's go ahead and bring in my special guest into the Ear family. I'm going to go ahead and bring you in as well. But Corey, peace, beloved. How are you? How do you feel? How is your energy on this royal day?
Hear me?
I can hear you now. Absolutely, yes.
Wonderful. Thanks for inviting me back. I'm feeling great,
okay.
Feeling wonderful today.
Nice. All right. So we're going to be talking about this healing, right? So So, you know, with all of this energy, Corey, let me know, with this energy, with this, just the end of 2020, coming into 2021, you know, how have you been feeling internally? Let's start there.
Since the ending of 2020, beginning of 2021, honestly, I was very stressed the end of 2020, just feeling like I'm not where I should be on my healing journey. And it's almost, that's the time you started talking to me about accountability.
Mm-hmm.
Picture of myself in my head, like, okay, you know, yes.
Just to let you know, it's going out. I know you're on your AirPods, but it's kind of going in and out a little bit. So.
Okay, is this better?
That's a little better, but you're probably going to have to take off the iPod, possibly.
Okay,
it's
I just unplugged
in
them.
And out.
Can you hear me more clear now?
Okay, that is more clear. Yes, absolutely. So,
okay, sorry.
Accountability. No, you're fine.
Yes,
accountability.
Because
yeah,
I've
accountability
had this, like, picture
is.
Of myself, like, in my head, you know, like, oh, yeah, I'm healed. I don't need help. I'm where I need to be mentally, but really – events kept happening around me that would trigger me. So it kind of, the end of 2020 led me almost to realize, like, whoa, you're not where you thought you were on your healing journey. There's still healing
mm-hmm.
that needs to be done.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I was so much rage and a lot of anger from external issues, and it really made me sit down and think, like, okay, what is your part in it? Like, what are you doing? Why are you allowing this? What is the lesson here that you're supposed to learn? And it ultimately brought me back to myself, because,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm choosing to act in rage. I'm choosing to lash out in anger. I don't have to even have a reaction, you know? So,
mm-hmm.
that kind of led me to a whole nother healing journey, you know, and let me
oh,
backtrack.
Yeah.
I've been on my healing journey since I've had my daughter. My daughter is now 6. So I'm talking the last 6 years I have been on this journey trying to heal myself. And every time I think I'm there, boom, here comes another lesson and a whole nother journey that I'm still on. So I want to be very clear that this shit is not all like chakras and rainbows and, you know, oh, crystals and that. No, it is work. Like, it is literally like digging out parts of yourself that may be even hard. For me, it was hard to admit. I thought, like, oh, I'm such a nice person. And
yeah.
if they did that to me, they fucking deserved it, whatever I do to them. Who cares if I blow their house
yeah.
up? They deserve it. Like, no, like, wait a minute. Like,
yeah.
So it
yeah.
really, like, brought me back to myself, like, wait, you're not done healing,
yeah.
honey. You're not done.
Yeah.
So I think that was the
yeah.
biggest lesson, like, that I've learned from that year and where I'm at now, that it's okay to be a mess still. Like, you don't have
yeah.
to fit this picture-perfect box.
Mm-hmm. That's why I wanted the clip that I played to start off was a clip on alchemy. And the clip on alchemy was pretty much, you know, turning the negatives into positive, pretty much understanding and knowing what your internal alchemy is for you. Because just to share with the audience, because we're just kind of setting a stage of what our biggest challenges was, you know, 2020 going into 2021. And if you guys know me, the whole 2020, I actually broke my down most of 2020. I think 8 months, literally, I could not walk for 8 months. And I promise, I got a whole new respect for anyone who has lost a limb, who has, you know, one of my cousins, Corey, I didn't tell y'all, the ear family, but one of my cousins literally like 2 weeks ago had to get her leg cut off. Mind you, she's about 50, so she's gone through her whole life, y'all. And you know what I mean? And just at a blink of a fucking click, her leg was gone. And
wow.
when I seen her, when I observed her energy, the pain, I literally felt all of it. And the pain, it's like, she couldn't even express the pain that she was feeling. So I have a whole different respect. I didn't lose my leg. Thank you. You know what I mean? But it could have been that way. You know, guys, we just never know. Life could be going so smoothly and something would happen out of a blink of an eye, and we just never know. So to be appreciative and to have a gratitude for how what is, that is what one of my biggest lessons first, you know what I'm saying, for whole 2020, you guys, being grateful for what you have, being grateful for where you are. But my biggest lesson also was that accountability. Sensei is actually the one who sparked that accountability. And kicking and screaming, I was pissed. You know what I mean? And like you said, Corey, you know, look, I hired a hitman to almost kill you, but, you know, you'll get over it. You deserve that. You know what I mean? Like, you know, but we get in our mind state to where, you know, we think that by doing, you know, these low vibratory acts or even thinking in low vibratory, you know, aspects, you know what I mean, that is self-serving us. But truly, when do we stop? When do we slow down and listen? That's the title of my first book, by the way. Stop, slow down, and listen. When do we stop, slow down? Unpublished, but I still got it. But when do we stop, slow down, and listen, you know what I'm saying, and truly examine our accountability and what part that we are playing, you guys, and all of this shit that we manifest here on this plane, you know? So in doing that, you know what I mean, even in doing that, guys, knowing how to be the alchemist, even that, like, this broadcast today was originally titled, and we're going to touch on this a little bit, but it was originally titled How to Allow Fake to Serve You. Because I hear in this spiritual cult, you know what I'm saying, I hear, you know, we call each other fake. We call each other, you know, this and this and this and this. You know what I'm saying? Like, we use our word in black magi, you know what I'm saying, a lot of times, and it's intent to tear one another down. You know what I mean? And I don't feel that that's okay. So I feel that, you know, even in that, even in the midst of that, how can we still practice alchemy? How can we allow fake to serve us? That was the premise of this show originally. So, you know, hopefully we can incorporate all of that in that. But I also have to bring in the Ear Family as well. Corey, did you want to add anything before I bring everybody else in?
Just you kind of pretty much hit everything on the head, and that goes into a whole nother topic of, like, letting the fake serve you, because that was always a problem that I struggled with. Like, you know, oh, you're not an honest person. You can't be around me, da-da-da. But like you said, alchemy, what are you going to do with that problem, you know? So you just hit that on the head for me, Haru.
I mean, you know, really, how many times have we been fake? How many times have we not been honest? You know what I'm saying? So for me, I started to examine that. Okay, like, wait a minute, Keith, what parts of you, why are you triggered? You know what I'm saying? When others may point out things, you know, why the fuck are you triggered? What is it, you know, what are there parts of you that you may need to examine? You know what I'm saying? That may not be, that may be inauthentic to you, to your very own truth. You know what I mean? I had to sit my ass down with a pen and paper, go out to Oil Y'all Mother of Water, you know what I'm saying? That's my go-to, you know, and truly get down to my roots on how I was being inauthentic with my goddamn self. You know, so with that, guys, you can use all of the external daggers, you know what I'm saying? But they're really not external daggers, because they're really internal things that you suggested and that you asked for that is showing up as a mirror externally to trigger you. Those are those challenges, Corey, to trigger you to get on your shit.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yes.
So use it as a tool, all right, in your 360. Now let's go ahead and bring in Auntie LJ. Auntie LJ, peace unto you, Royal Day. You get the premise of the healing. Corey and I are just sharing our aspects of our healing journeys, and, you know, well, everybody is today, but Auntie, peace unto you. Royal Day, how are you
peace
feeling in this
love.
Now? Peace.
I am in the now, and I am here. So
Okay.
I'm watching butterflies and I'm watching the sun and I'm doing inventory of what I need and what I don't need, and then I've got a little pal that I say I might come back to that, not understanding why, but I'm gonna set that over here in the maybe, maybe not section. See, that's the frequent flyer power. That's the power we can pull from, and we can put it back over there. We say, well, we only need a little bit of this. We don't need a whole lot of that. What we got to start doing, y'all, and peace and love to the guest that's here, Miss Corey. Greetings, sis. We've got to open up a non-perfection lane in our life, and we've got to be okay with the non-perfection lane in our life. This is that 360, that darkness that I talk about. How dare you say you love your light when you've not introduced yourself to your darkness? How dare you lie?
Mm.
You're a fucking liar.
Mm.
You cannot possibly love your light and you've never introduced yourself to your darkness, you hypocrite.
Mm.
You sorry excuse for matter.
Mm.
You want to always look at the grandeur of things. But it was something I was listening to on the radio just the other day, y'all, and it hit me, and I was like, ooh, I always say that. I just don't use those words. And the comment said, how do you appreciate being good to yourself when you've not recognized how bad you've been to yourself, and yet you dare to push the blame on other people for making you feel how you wouldn't allow yourself to make you feel?
Mm.
That right there, baby. Mm. That right there. How dare you allow an outside force to have a force? How many of us are running around here and we don't even know we virgins to ourselves? I ain't talking no sex stuff.
Mm.
I'm talking about knowing who
break
you
that
are.
Down.
You have multiple versions of you that you have not introduced yourself to. You have not penetrated.
Mm-hmm.
You have not given
intimacy.
You have not taken the time to embrace. You have not checked yourself about how you wrecked yourself. You a virgin to you, and yet you out here giving yourself to everything and everybody and want to play the blame game. Sit your little painted self down. Until you can deal with you, you ought not be giving up nothing to nobody because you don't know what you need while you giving up stuff.
Yeah.
Walking around here talking about you need a house. You done gave away 100 keys to 15 mansions, and you mad because you can't get a one-bedroom little sugar shack. Because you a virgin to yourself. You don't know who you are.
Yeah.
You're a virgin. All of us out here on this zodiac stuff, talking about who the master sexers and who good in the bed, because they water signs and air signs and fire signs. You don't, nigga, you need a stop sign. The hell wrong with you? Caution sign. Running around here, just chaotic energy. Don't you think you're loving folks, you're hurting them. You think you're hurting folks, they think you love them. Hell, all of us in here confused. Just bouncing around on psychiatric matter, talking about it don't matter.
It don't matter.
Yes, it matter. It do. Because the seed I saw for you today don't have to be rooted until 100 years from today in you. And it won't come the way you think it's going to come, but because you heard it and you repeated it to your daughter or your son, and they repeated it to their daughter or their son, the seed rooted with your third generation. From something I said in 2021. From something I said to you in 2021.
Yes.
I told you that you was beautiful when I first met you. And all your kids is walking around. You know, a lady named LJ told me I was beautiful. Back in 2021, I was dealing with my self-esteem. and I didn't even know who she was. And she told me, she said, "You're beautiful." And you sit back and say, "Well, I don't feel that way." She said, "Yeah, you're beautiful." And say, "Well, my hair ain't done, and you're still beautiful. Because guess what? Now I'm finna hit you, nephew. When you got a canvas, you can make it look any kind of way you want it to look. When you got a canvas, and what's the canvas? It's just something to draw on. It's blank.
Yeah.
That canvas ain't got nothing on it before you touch it. You create the vision that people will see with the stroke of your pencil, your pen, your charcoal, your paint, your crayon, your marker.
Powerful.
Okay, so stop walking around here not acknowledging. Stop. We have to remember that we are bottom. Look at your body like a bag of beans, a peas or something like that. You know, something you got to grow. And think about everywhere that you walk that you drop a seed. Okay? Now, I want you to think about all the beautiful places that you've ever been. I want you to think about all the beautiful places you've ever been. Those places were visions that happened to be, they were thoughts that came into vision that somebody built. And years later, you came. And you walk up and you say, "This is a beautiful park. Who they dedicate this park to?" And this park was dedicated in 1707. And your tail ain't come into the world until 1982. And you get to go to a physical space that somebody dropped the seed. And you call it beautiful. But you don't know the blood, sweat, and tears that it took for that person to create that space for you to come and adore and admire. So stop walking around here in your grandeur of how pretty you look when you paint your face and your face beat. Yeah, it's beat. Beat the fuck up.
Because
you won't look at the naked you. You won't look at the you that wake up with eye boogers in your eyes and slob still on your face and still see the beauty of you. And so when you see the slob in your face and the eye boogers in your eyes and the bad breath, when do you get up and look at that person in the mirror and say, "You the shit and still stinking. Put your fine ass." Because all you got to do is get some water and wipe them eye boogers and that slob off. By the time you finish brushing your teeth and fixing your eyebrows and combing your hair, now you see pretty. I see pretty when I wake up. You know what? I'm going to be pretty. Or I'm going to be pretty ugly. It's still my 360.
Corey.
Yes,
Corey, just something that's screaming to say this to you, and that's that embracing your flaws out loud. And I think when we start to embrace our flaw out loud, you know what I'm saying, to ourselves and be okay in that, we start to attract, you know, like if you're okay with you and all of your 360 and okay, no, anything and everything else around you and within you has no choice but to submit to that frequency in which you grew to. I don't know where that came from, y'all.
I'm
going to
drop this. And then I'm going to pass the mic because our brother Eternal ready to come in. But if the universe brings you to it, you've got what you need to get through it, regardless on how you look at it. If the universe brings you to it, you've got what you need to get through it, regardless of how you look at it. If you look at it negative, you're going to get to it from a negative space. If you look at it positive, you're going to get to it from a positive space. You are the 360. You are already the 9. You are born from your mother's waters, 360. You come in the world with perfection. Every day after your birth, you are learning the negatives and narratives of life. You did not come with these things. You became one with these things. And they taught you how to be today. And if you can be okay with who you are today, be it $1 million you or I ain't got a penny you still have value. You rise to a new day with probability and possibility. You rise to a new day with probability and possibility. You rise to a new day with probability and possibility. You know why? Because you're there. And that makes it whatever you want to make it in that day. You wake up negative, you're going to deal with fucked up shit all day long. You wake up positive, you're going to deal with positive things, and you ain't even going to know where they come from. When we arrive, we are the student ready to be tested. When you arrive, you are the student ready to be tested. When you arrive, you are the student ready to be tested. When the student is ready, the teacher will appear. You ain't got to look for it. It's already there. A tree can teach you things. Okay? Blades of grass teach you how the wind blow, because you can't see the wind, but you feel it. But you don't know its direction until you watch the grass and the trees and the branches and stuff sway. Now you say, oh, the wind's coming from the north or the east or the south or the west. Everything is teaching you, even in your subconscious, daily. Mind your business so that you can find your diamonds in the rough, even the uncut ones that look like rocks. You can either build upon the minerals that are there for you mentally, physically, and spiritually, or you can use it as weaponry and start throwing them shit at other people. Don't be mad when you throw your diamonds away, though, because they look like rocks.
All right, Eternal. Eternal, PCC, on to you, Eternal.
Come on, Eternal, because I know you got something for me. Me and that brother right there, boy, I love my Eternal. He be ready.
Greetings, greetings. How's everybody?
Greetings.
Doing great, doing great. Refresh.
Yes. It is a moment here. It's the Aries coming back out, you know, the moon cycle. We're coming out of Pisces, the bottom of the feet, back to the head again. So how do we see our spirituality? How we see our love for ourselves? How do we see our flaws? How do you see yourself going back to being ahead of what you know? You know, you're now that 13 cycles, moon cycle self that what we were explaining beforehand had been cut off for some kind of reason. We'll just let that be to the mechanical side. But the spirituality side is, you know, 13 has always been known as Lilith. It made her negative because of the succubus energy and the death-defying connection. However, she decided to say, hey, you know, either he's beside me or I'm going to be in the front. And so put me behind him, nah, that's not happening. So that's that reality that where a lot of us are still soon facing and what we're going to do about it. You know, the gene pool is now being spliced. So when you have a flaw in life, it's all about how the flaws are coming back to ourselves. You know, the pause is how do you pause yourself, especially when you come into a new environment. We all are a virgin to this reality. We all are, as a child, becoming either childish or childlike. And if you know how to become childlike, you won't be childish to everyone that you walk in front of. You know, the virgin is really a version. So how many versions of us are there? You know, there's different versions of this reality that will kick in. So if you're kicking in versions, are you kicking versions that you're in? Because if you are, then that's a terrible thing you're going to live in. These environments of Earth are really what Virgo really does anyway for the Earth. We're connected by either the Taurus or the Capricorn to know earthly material and how everything matters. If it doesn't matter, then your material is what Mother's getting ready to show you. A new opportunity as the king. As the king, we know it's Father King, but it's Father as being a king is Father Time. Your time and your pace is your time and your space. So if you put one foot in front of the other, you're actually showing how far you measure yourself. But now, in your time, how much do you see the pace of yourself? We go 1,000 miles and don't realize 1,000 miles can be just as much as 1,000 paces. But is this with spaces? Are you spacing yourself so much that you get so spacey that you just don't know where you're at and now you lose control of how you see yourself? This is why accomplish and accomplish, same word. Only thing missing is the L. Your L is a 7 upside down. Most people couldn't tell. It's your eyes, your ears, your nose, and your mouth. But if you don't do this in 24/7, it couldn't equal to 13 in the first place. The 2 and the 4 making it 6. As we know, 42 being a virtue in its backwards form. How do we see a 6 in anything but to know sex? Well, if it's a sex, isn't it a section to the thought? So there's other sections to this, as we say, 4 being a plane, fire, earth, air, and rain. Do we really see our spiritual side in the soul? So when your soul becomes holistic, can you be cosmic? As the cosmic become galactic and universal, now we can see our universal flaws. If you don't, then there's been a flaw to yourself, as in what we call laws, L-A-W. And, of course, there's an S once you know what law is, land, air, and water. Without that spiritual connection to your soul, you'd be soulless. Now you're doing SOLs all the time, wondering which grade are you in when you're just gradually grading yourself, as in degrading yourself, to be one who says, now I finally accomplished it, now you're a graduator. Well, this is the same thing as a granulator. And you put it in one type of microscopic bottle, and now you say how you measure things is being granulated. So us as people, are we really a grandeur of each other? Your mother, your father, and yourself. We've been in a trinity for the longest. Yet we call it duality, seeing it as in father and mother and not yourself. You've been blaming everything else but yourself. Now that you can see yourself, can you identify what family is when you see your grandmother and grandfather? As I said earlier, you have to tap into your other grandmama and grandfather too. You can't just say there's one side of your view. How do you see your mama better than you see your father? How do you see your father better than you see your mother? This is where the opposition starts to play its fold, and now you unfold yourself to be 8 instead of 7. See, you've been wanting to go to heaven, but you have to have your holes open, your eyes, your ears, your nose, and your mouth. Now, of course, your eyes can be together as your ears are together, 1, 2, and then, of course, your mouth as your nose, 3, 4. You've been in this visible 4, but seeing it as invisible. So now while you're facing fear, how do you smell it, taste it, touch it, hear it? And, of course, if you don't know any of those, it's because you don't feel it. Most people say you feel what I'm saying just as much as you hear what I'm saying. But your ears are also to hear with as well as to see with. So now if you're using your ears for seeing, you also now are tasting, touching, feeling all the senses that's needed and applied to. How do you connect back to your spiritual body, and how do you incline your connection versus decline it? By knowing your environment. Once you're in an environment, you're not just in an enviral thing. See, when we became a rival, we came arise as Aries did. Now we arrival. Now you're rivals to each other if you don't know your air. How much air do you use on your earth? When you have earth as part, H-E-A-R-T is also E-A-R-T-H. So if you're on the earth, are you using your heart? It's supposed to be a heart link, as in heartling or earthling. We've been earthling for a minute, so what beings are we being if you can't be in yourself? If you can't, it's because you've been out of tune of yourself. Attune, attend. You know, you use attune as an actual year, as an attune, as in Kali. We use Kali yoga. Our ways of thinking might be changed by the way of our time. So now it's just time. How you emit, E-M-I-T, as in T-I-M-E, backwards. If you're not seeing things backwards, then you might have seen it forward and didn't see the four words as fire, earth, air, and rain. When you should L-O-V-E, love it, versus E-V-O-L it, evolve it. You make it evil to everything if you don't see the opposition of self. Respect. How much energy do you really use when you use inner chi as your breath? It's called holy. Now it's a ghost in yourself if you don't see how the host is in yourself. The G with a host in itself with gravity of G like a 7. You give gravity all the time. So now what type of gravity do you give? Silly rabbity, rabbit with a bad habit. Could be how you H and have it when you want to have it. Do you really grab it all the time? It's a G with the rabbit if you didn't know how you grab it. So now know your mind, how you move either fast or slow in the mental of what we go. Is it either how you move in slow motion as you move like ocean? Make it flow, not just wolf, W-O-L-F, like flow is F-L-O-W. See, some of us became wolves, and then it became wolves. It is V to the F. It's still the fire of a V, like a 6 being the connection to your vortex of yourself. It's time. We're in the time of now learning how to be more in tune with ourselves. If not, then you didn't get in tune with yourself, because atun and aten is still connected to your ankh aten. This is how we get back to tatunk amen, tatunk amen. Now, if I say men, I meant M-I-N, not M-E-N. We've been men, and since minstrel been a part of how our women are, we've been also minstrel on the Broadway, giving a broad view. if that's what we're doing, then the veal is probably what we've been eating all this time, and now it's evil. You've been tucking this mask off of your face, but yet is it still a mask on when you took it off? What a masquerade. Huh. It's almost a jubilee. You've been in a fest evil if you couldn't see what you're eating in the dinner. It's eating when you're eating. So now what are you eating? Are you in tune with your eating? Because if not, you're repeating. And now Peter is also repeat. It's Peter. Are you a pumpkin eater? Had a wife and you couldn't keep her. There's a reason why. Because you've been a key keeper. That's a monk with a key. Or you're just a monkey. Now, if you can change your monk with the key, how the reality is, know what your unk is with the monk and months. See, your moon cycles is 13 moon cycles. So whether you don't know yourself, you soon will in a year, as they say, time span. You connect your urn as a yearn. So now yearly, as early, you could be. But, of course, there's a relay in this yearly kind of play. So now, don't be a player. Know how to pee what the layer is. Your connection to this whole cake. Know your natal chart. You're in a natal chart of yourself. Learn your natal chart.
Oh, yeah.
Learn yourself. Even for myself, I put a natal chart on my neck. I put them on my beads. I call it Buddha beads because they're big and they're wooden, but it comes from the earth. So now I can look at my natal chart. Just in case if I forget, I just look at that. And put it on your mirror. Put it on a shirt if you have to. Put it the wall. The mandala of what that shows you out of all your 13, 12 zodiac signs, because when we look at it, the experiment is as above, so below. Now, if we was actually to travel and give an actual dimension of how much time does it take to get from one side of the earth to the other, we would have a little problem because the middle of the earth is a little different from going up and down of the earth. So this is why time is really an illusion on certain things. We got meridians and we got poles. Some of us are living stuck in poles while we don't see the meridian side of everything. There's a tropical equator just as much as a Capricorn equator, which we call Cancer equator, which is now that Cancer meridian. Now, this is also what we're using for a line. So there's been a trinity on how we've been thinking and acting over time. We just don't know what time is. Time is you. Once you emit it, you can see yourself. But if you can't, then you need to start looking in that reflection in the mirror and find out how your past or yourself that you keep looking at can now become present. As Yoda said earlier, he was like, you have a problem with not being in the present. You've been stuck into the past. You've been stuck into even the future. But now if you can't be present, then you're just not a present to yourself now.
Mm. All right. All right. There it is. You know, that is all of this shit is going to take you back to you. You know what I mean? So there it is. I would like to hear from Corey. Yeah, all of that. You know, it's heavy. This is heavy. A lot of heavy
Ooh.
Stuff. So, you know, yeah.
Woo, you see, I'm quiet. And I'm
yeah.
Not...
I know.
Woo.
You're a little too quiet. I'm like, wait, Corey, you all right? You see that?
What you said, Miss LJ Queen, what all of you guys said, what she just said, because that just really hit home for me. What are you doing with those rocks? Are you appreciating the minerals, or are you picking them up and throwing them to hurt people? And once again, that really, like, hit home for me because, like, everyone who has spoke has touched on, and what you have been, you know, drilling in my head these past years, it all leads back to you, to me, you know? And especially after hearing Auntie speak, like, love, like, I had such a problem with my darkness, like, feeling bad, like, no, I shouldn't be like this, or why are you so mad? Why are you cussing this person out? Why are you so angry all the time? But, like, accepting yourself in that 360 and not just loving the good side, like, that really just touched my soul because it, you know, especially in society, you know, it's just, oh, you have to be this way and this is the right way. Like she said, no, how can you appreciate the light if you don't even know your darkness? You know, so
yeah.
That really touched my heart. And the poetry you were just speaking on, Eternal, like, that hit me too. You guys just kept hitting me with bricks today, but I needed that. And that's reality, like,
and just like you, what you just said too, Haru, like, what have you done that's fake? When have you lied? So it's like all this judging, like, sit your ass down.
There it is.
Or sit down and look at your damn self.
Sis, can I just help you with that judging part?
Yes.
People are you're only going to feel a certain type of way about being judged when you are judging yourself. When I get up every day, I don't give a fuck about what nobody think about me. That's outside shit. I'm working on inside shit so that my outside shit don't sink so bad. So if I'm not judging me, then I'm taking my power back, and I don't give a fuck what you say about me. Because if I'm not judging me, now I got a bubble around me that I'm moving in no judgment. So if I'm not judging me, I don't give a fuck about your judgment. You ain't got no heaven or hell to put me in. You can't alter none of this magi I'm working over here. Only I can do that. So when we stop being concerned outside stuff, then it allows us to be in the garden of us and we can do our own weeding. We can do our own self-check. We cannot throw away the weeds, but find medicinal purposes for the weeds because all weeds ain't trash. The dandelion comes with medicinal purposes. The algae comes with medicinal purposes. The wagweed and all this stuff, it has medicinal purposes. You just got to know what the weeds are. So in your judgment of yourself, that's where people pull your power from you because they say, she ain't got no confidence, so I'm going to talk about her confidence. They said, they're picking on me. They're talking about me. They're bothering me. But they're only doing to you what you did to you first. Now they recognize it. See, when you walk in a room and your shoulders are rolled back and your head is held high, even though you're coming through the storm, nobody knows it's raining in your life but you until you tell it. Nobody knows the storms that we're raging and that are in our lives until we tell it. So if you're going to tell your story, don't do it on a paperback because that's going to get wet and it's going to mess up the book that's you. If you're going to tell your story, be bold and do it on a hardcover so that when you walk through the storm, they're not able to tell the difference between the tears and the rain that run on your face. But your stature is your shoulders reared back, your chest broad, and your head held up. And when you're in that position, nobody knows that you're not confident but you. You look the part until you evolve into the part. And you never let people see your sweat. But in the rain, baby, everything wet. So as you come through the storm, you just keep walking in the storm. Don't get stuck in the storm. Keep moving in the storm. People don't know you sweating in the storm. People don't know you crying in the storm. Why? Because it's all water. And what do water come to do? Water come to cleanse it. Water come to rage some shit up so you can stop getting stuck holding on to the dinghy. Let the dinghy go. The dinghy is there for temporary assistance. It ain't there for you to live on. Get into the ocean and get to the dinghy and say, shit, I'm a little bit closer to land, but I might need to go back out here into this water because I'm still crying. And I want them to see me cry. And I don't want me to be okay with crying in a negative space. I want to cry because I'm laughing so hard at the things that thought it was going to be big enough and bad enough to come into my life and kick my ass. When I had cancer, baby, I walked every day bald-headed with no hair on my body, with my shoulders reared back and my one breast on my chest and my head held high. And when I cried, people would say, you are beautiful without any hair. And I would cry. And I would say, what do you mean? I don't have any hair. My crown is gone. And a man told me one day at the gas station, he said, baby, you gave up your crown, but you became the jewel in the crown. He said, you don't need no hair to be beautiful. You don't need no hair to be beautiful. You don't need your breasts to be beautiful. You just need to be. And I looked over at him, and I had snot running down my nose. You know how we get them ugly cries, you know. Be ugly. I was in the car. I was crying in the car. And he told me, he said this. He said, my wife just died 6 months ago from breast cancer. He said, and I see you over here, and I didn't know if your baldness was something that you wanted to do or something that you had to do. But God had put it on my heart, and I didn't even question what God he was talking about, because he was a God standing before me, because he gave me something that I needed. So I didn't care nothing about Jesus or Muhammad or Buddha or none of them folks. I wanted to know what I was talking to the God that was him, because he was pouring something into me that I needed some help with. My confidence was shook. My crown was removed. My confidence was shook when my breast was removed. Here I am 9 years later. Guess what? I take my shirt off in front of anybody. I got an expander on one side and a boob on another. And guess what? I learned how to play with the magi. I learned how to create illusion. If I never told you, you would never know.
Because I couldn't tell. In them pictures, you cannot tell.
I became the magician because I understood that I could alter what you see by how I, catch this, how I, hold on, how I allowed you. Power back. I took my motherfucking power back. You only gonna know what I let you know. You only gonna see what I let you see. And if I have a conference with me before I come out into the world with you, I've already set up the plan of the day. So you only going to get the plan of the day. But I grew to this. And it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have to be okay with knowing that we are class in session every day. When you put your feet on the ground and you take your breath to this new day in your consciousness, you are moving in the book that is you. Write your pages.
In the book that is you.
You know you like them books that have all that drama in it. The man that cheated on the woman and they got busted at the bar and the wife caught the car at the parking lot that he wasn't never in. You like that shit. That's why that shit in your book. Because you like it. Because I got all this drama. You drama filled. You don't want no drama, get rid of the drama.
The accountability.
You don't want people talking about you, don't talk about other people. You don't want people looking at you funny, stop looking at other people funny, because you're going to get your reflection. You're going to get your reflection in everything you do. You better get with that ugly you. You better get with that mean you. You better get with that backbiting you. You better get with all the negative and narratives that you think you don't want people to know about. Because when that shit jump out on you in ego, in defense of you, that, oh, Lord, I didn't even know I could talk like that. Ooh, I'm acting all out of character. Ooh, I let them break me out of character. That's your ego. Your ego is saying, "Hey, you got some warrior. We got some demons back here, baby. Just like you got legions on the positive, before you, above you, in you, and out you, and around you. You got some demonic legion that's saying, ooh, let us get them. Let us out. Let us get at they ass.
Yeah.
If they talking shit, let us get they ass. Ooh, we can fuck them up. We going to get them. So you got to reintroduce yourself because you got a demon in there. We talking legion. We ain't talking a couple hundred, a couple thousand, a couple million. We talking legion. Your ancestors, you got some ancestors in your bloodline that was some mean, evil, low-down sons of bitches. And that's what they came for. That's their job. That's why they was here.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? That DNA in you. You better reintroduce yourself to that crazy motherfucker you tend to.
Hear what, that's
your business.
Auntie, talk on what you saying about that was their job. That was their
that
job.
That was their job.
Come on.
Some of us don't understand our negative and we don't like it. But it's time. times and places. You ever been somewhere, your life was grand, everything was going good, you got 2 weeks and ain't nobody fucking with me and I ain't fucking with nobody. This the life of the century. And then here come this little something that rev up and shake your reality. And you like, I will snatch your soul. You get so mad, I don't even know what the spell is for this. I'm finna make this spell as I go. I'm finna kick your tail. And you like, wow, where'd that come from? You scared of you now. You like, shit, I thought
you didn't
like,
even know you could do you like that.
Right, yeah.
That part.
You like,
where this shit
you scared of you?
From?
You like, I don't even think like that. I don't talk like that. I don't walk like that.
Yeah.
I don't do stuff like that. And then you sit back and your mama call you. And she say, girl, you acting like Aunt Bay. Or boy, you acting like Uncle Joe. I don't know if you know, but they were crazy back in their day. Them people would jump out and fight you at the Thanksgiving table and
you done
act like
Madea. Uncle Joe is what you
right. You done reactivated Aunt Sue. Aunt Sue ain't say much. Aunt Sue, now, Madea home. Oh, Miss Seeley back. Oh, y'all in trouble now, Miss Seeley back. You see what I'm saying? We just got to learn how to use this stuff that we all have. You don't want to go to war with a knife and they got guns. So you got to learn when to use your tools. Sometimes you don't need to cuss nobody out with the motherfuckers and the sons of bitches and the this, that, and the third. Sometimes all you got to do is walk in the room and say, that's how you feel. That's all you got to say. That's how you feel. Oh, because that ain't how I feel, and you ain't finna change my feelings today. But good day, and walk off. And then, she come in here with her old poppin' ass, acting like it ain't bother her. It didn't, because I didn't allow it to. I took my power back. See, we forget
your
that we
reaction.
Can go to a room and change the atmosphere. You don't have to worry about changing the people. You come as the change. When I walk in a room, I change the atmosphere. I know those who don't like me. I know who those are curious about me. I know those who say they love me. I know those who support me. All I got to do is show up because I am my very own atmosphere. And me being the goddess that I am, I change the atmosphere. When LJ show up, everybody know I'm here. Even if you don't know my name, you know I'm here. You feel me? Because when I get up every day, I want everybody to feel me. I don't want you to hear me. I don't give a fuck if you understand the language I'm speaking or not. I want you to
feel me. We got a caller.
Because if you feel me, it resonates with you. And the way it resonates with you is the energy that we going to have. So I want you to feel me. Don't listen to me. Don't hear me. Feel me. And then ask yourself why you feel about me the way you do. In any diaspora.
You know,
why I love you. Why do I love you? I don't know. You got to ask yourself that. Oh, you know, when I first met you, I didn't like you. I'm happy you didn't like me because now it gave me time to show you what you was missing out. And don't start liking me now. Thank you.
Let's go. This is time for you guys. Let's go ahead and open the phone lines. Corey. Yeah, Corey's
here.
Yes. She's been here. She's here. So I guess I want to hear more from you, Corey, also. You know, about how do you feel about everything, you know, that has been said? Just, I don't think we personally have talked on the 360, you know what I mean? But how do you feel, you know, just about the, well, let me first share this, Corey. This is something that I didn't share with the world, but it's something that played out on the Ear platform. There was a show about self-love. The show about self-love that was supposed to be done in February was not done on the scheduled day because the universe was speaking to me in the background, and what the universe said, what you were going to do was you were going to give the flower and butterfly aspect of self-love, the program answer in which, you know, we have been taught and learned to do in this spiritual cult, but that is not what it is. what love truly is about loving yourself is loving yourself in your 360. So that's why that broadcast, when these broadcasts don't go the way they're going, it's a reason. And so so we came back in the whole broadcast. I was nothing but tears. It was tears. Why? It was tears because I had got introduced to certain parts of myself that I didn't even know existed, and I was scared. I was scared. Shitless. Mm-hmm. I'm talking, I have never been that scared in my entire life. I was scared of me.
And let me tell you something, Corey. Let me tell you something. It was so beautiful. It was so beautiful to watch because everybody else knew that it was coming but him. And so when it hit him, he was like, what the hell? Oh, I don't hear all in the background. Auntie, blah, 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 blah. We talk. I said, the hell you say? Get back in the ring. Fuck that. No, you want me to coach? Get your ass back in the ring. But Auntie, don't talk to me. I'm finna get on the mic. Get on the ring. Do this. It was so beautiful to watch. And people who love you, people who authentically love you, when they see that you're elevating, they'll let your hand go. Hold on. Because I know y'all say, what the hell that mean? No, y'all need you to hold my hand. Nigga, I'm scared. I don't know this place. I don't know these people in here. Oh, all this me? I don't know y'all. I need somebody to hold my hand. But when you let their hand go, you free them. See, a lot of us
I thought
going
I was
scary times we want
on,
somebody to hold on to.
Thought
he
I was
took
on
his
another
power
planet.
Back that day.
I didn't understand what the fuck was going on. So if anybody is listening now, go back to the archives and listen to Spiritual Soul Sunday.
Yes, I'm
going
to definitely have to do that now.
Go back and listen to that. I started off the broadcast in tears. You know, so what I said that to say this. I don't know if you come to an aspect of, you know, looking at yourself in the mirror to where it's scary, but just your spin on the real in-depth 360 of you as you are in this realm.
Oh, yes. It keeps bringing me back to the mirror. Like I said, like, this has been a process for me for years. And not to get, like, too deep into the past or anything, but I've explained to you know me on a more personal level. You know, right. Growing up, you know, as a child, I was in prison at 15 years old. You know, I was a walking disaster from probably the age of like 15 to like just up until I had Bella when I was 29. And I'm 35. So this has been like not even just a process from adulthood. I'm talking childhood. And I didn't realize that until later on in life in adulthood. And when I was lashing out and all this anger and rage and hurting people and like, and so I'm still like it, every lesson like that keeps coming to me is bringing me back to myself. It's forcing me to go to the mirror. I didn't go to the mirror voluntarily. It pushed my ass to the mirror because, and that's why I can't get out of my head what Auntie just touched on. What are you doing with those rocks? Don't be mad when you throw them all at everybody and you like, shit, I lost all my diamonds. And that's to the point where I'm at because, like you said, it also has led me back to working on my self-confidence. Like, why do I care that this person just talked about me or said this about me or is lying on me and or this person isn't talking to me no more? We were just best friends hanging out the last 3 years, but now you hate my guts. What is this lesson teaching me?
Triggered.
Oh, you got to look at yourself, Corey. Stop looking outside of yourself. It's you. You. Like, it's no other way to explain it. It keeps
that hard feel.
I have a question.
We're going to bring a caller. Just to let you guys know there is a caller that I want to bring in too. I don't know. Caller, I'm going to get to you in just a second. I just want to let you know.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I just want to ask this one question. Corey,
yes,
and you dealing with your growth, what is it that makes you say you're only going to share the fragments of your development and evolution? Mm. When you started, you said not to get so deep, you know, and you spoke the nephew, you said, you know, because you know me on a personal. Wait, because I want to make a point. When we're in our space of healing, and a lot of people don't, there's no way to do it personally. You do what you do. But the question is, for me, my healing was that I understood, I started healing not for me. I started healing for the people around me. I started healing because I was seeing the defects and effects of what I brought to the center. And so what I want to share with you, sis, today is if you can get centered, you can share the entire spectrum of your evolution. And when you are forced to see your growth and your stagnation and your centering of it all, you'll see where you need to do the work, and you'll no longer be doing sporadic work, burning fuel in places that you've already been healed in. How do you know you heal? Because when you go back to those things that hurt you, you'll spend and took your power back, and it won't hurt. And you can laugh at it. And you can sit back and say, I was so crazy at 14 when I did A, B, C, and D. You know, I went to prison, and I didn't even know that when I was in jail at 15 years old, I was there at walking ministry to help them women see in me where they came from so that they could then reverse the mirror and try to give me the wisdom on how to survive while I was in there. You see where I'm getting at with that?
Oh, yes, absolutely, absolutely. So true, everything.
Tell your story. Tell your story, Corey. Because there's some little girl that's going to listen to this in the archives. It's some older woman that's going to listen to this in the archives. It's a brother and other people that are going to catch this 5, 10, 15, 20 years down the road. And they're going to be right where you used to be. And they're going to need your story as a map to figure out how to grow through their own garden. See, I'm open about who I am because I've already beat who I am.
Yeah.
So now I'm still learning but centering so that when I give it up, I'm reaching people that I don't even know exist yet.
See, and with that, and Corey,
you're a ministry. You're a walking ministry. Give up your story, sis.
You remember, Corey, this is about me and you both being vulnerable, okay? Out of the open. I'm with you right here because, listen, the universe, right, the universe, right, because I am the same way in private, though. You know, you don't get all of my shit here at ear. You know what I'm saying? But recently, you know, the universe, or me sparking me, was like, okay, Keith, it's time for you to share, and I'm talking Keith in this time. It's time for you to share your addiction journey. Y'all, I was out there for a good 10 years. You know what I'm saying? But to share your addiction shit, that's the shit that I don't tell y'all. You know what I mean? But no, share your story because I think I was talking to a mentor, actually. This was a conversation with a mentor. Oh, okay, now I remember it. Yeah, it was a conversation with a mentor. She said, She said, you cannot leave that part out. You have to share because you don't know who you're going to reach. You don't know who you're going to save
right.
Sharing your addiction story. And I'm like, oh, my God, y'all. I'm so embarrassed to tell y'all what I've been through. But no.
Let me tell you something about this word embarrassed, because I done heard you say something about embarrassed like 4 times this week. I'm about to Holy Ghost slap you through the phone. Let me tell you what embarrassed me. Y'all going to stop with this embarrassed shit. You wasn't embarrassed when you was doing it. So take your power back from embarrassment. You did it. So what? You wasn't embarrassed then. Don't be embarrassed now. What's that? Juanita Bynum. She says she's snatching the sheets off, and no more sheets, or something. Juanita Bynum was doing with the women a couple of years back. Let me tell you something. If you did it, be just as bold when you come out of doing it, because you need that fire to burn you from not wanting to go back to it. You need that fire. And it's not embarrassment. It's not about the embarrassment of it. It's about the embracement that this is part of who I am. This is part of where my journey took me. This is part of what I had to grow through to love me today a little bit more than I did yesterday. This taught me my needs. This taught me where I could be a fucked up person. This taught me where I was not so grandeur in perfection. You need that. You need that. You need it. Not the people. You. And when you get
let's
that,
bring in.
Then you great.
Let's bring in this call, and I want to get back to your colonel as well. So let's go. Okay, just to let you guys know, we have 29 minutes left in the live broadcast, guys. So if at the top of the hour, if you're still listening online, it's going to cut you off. So you don't have to press 1 to be a part of the broadcast, guys. You can simply call and just listen. The number to call or listen is going to be area code 929-477-3423. Again, 929-477-3423, guys. You can simply call and listen. You do not have to press 1. Only press 1 if you guys don't mind. Only press 1 if you want to be a part of the broadcast, because I will call on you if you guys press 1. All right? All right, guys. So I'm going to go ahead and take you. Caller, if you are just listening, just simply tell me that you are just listening, okay? I hadn't been paying attention to the chat, so Eternal, after this caller, I do see that you said something, but after this caller, we're going to go ahead and bring you back in, all right? So, caller, we have area code 876-566, 876-566. We're talking about healing today. Steve.
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing okay. But I'm just listening. I'm interesting session.
Okay, well, thank you. Definitely appreciate you for listening. All right, we do this every weekend, just to let you know. We do this every weekend at 11 a.m. Eastern and 10 Central, okay?
No problem. And by the way, this is Jay.
Oh, hey! Wow. Okay. Well, gratitude. Thank you. Well, enjoy the broadcast. Yeah, enjoy the broadcast, and I will chat with you after. All right?
No problem. Take care.
Thank you. All right, guys. All right. So, Eternal, your mic is still open. You said, yep, you got a great example. Yeah. Thank you also, Mary Fox in the background, for letting me know at the top of the broadcast that you could hear me. So, Eternal, yes, great example.
Yeah, my example was, you know, learning about flaws.
Something happened.
Okay, I'm here. Can you hear me?
All right, yes.
Yes?
Yes, we hear you.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
The example that I had was, you know, I actually went to a friend's outing, and the brother wanted me to come to see him. Now, mind you, I had a conversation with this one brother. We didn't see eye to eye, and he really didn't like me at all. And it's not like something that I did to him. It's just how he has his own, you know, energy. And so as a collective, I've always been at this point where, like, you know, I'm still greet everybody in the room. And so when I got there, I'm already feeling this, like, man, I don't even want to see this character because, you know, he already, like, gets on my skin type feeling. Where I was like, hey, you know what? I ain't gonna let him have that energy. So it was like, I get there, and because it was all for the means of, I know everybody else, but the one brother that I really don't like. So I go and I'm like, man, I go and see everybody. I'm talking to everybody, and there he goes, and he's right in the corner. He's talking. I don't know if he's talking about me. Don't care. So now I'm like, now I gotta put in my mind, my mental of how am I gonna walk, you know, amongst this person and still do whatever I do as my function. So I'm, you know, giving praise to everybody. And then when I finally run into him, I said, you know, greetings like I usually do, and put my fist out. Instead, he put his elbow out, like as if he just wanted to touch with his elbow. the elbow to the arm, and instead of the hand to the hand. You know, so I'm like, oh, you want to do one of those moves? So I just, you know, did the elbow anyway, and then just kept it moving. And the environment was like, oh man, I got through that part, you know. And then there's the other part, the uncomfortable part, where you know you run into this being again, and like everybody's getting their food, and like, man, I gotta wait for this person to move and get his stuff, and now I can get my food. So I was like, in that moment, I just was like, let me breathe, let me walk around, let me do something else other than the plate that he at. I mean, the dish that he's at putting on his plate. I'm gonna just go to this other dish, you know. And then finally he moved, and then finally I got over there. And it's like I just kept my pace differently, you know. And then finally, I'm like, okay, now I'm at this moment. It's like I still want to feel fully myself, just that I know I don't want to, you know, pull all my extreme of myself out. So it's like I'm still keeping calm. I'm like looking in the room. I'm like, okay, you know what? We all ate. People having conversations. Let me do what I do natural. So I go outside of that room into the garage area where the music was being played, and I grabbed my drum, and I started drumming, and I started drumming, and started drumming, and started drumming, and then next thing you know, he comes out, and he's got his woman with him, and he's, all right, y'all, I'll see y'all later, and left. And I was like, whew, I made it. It was like I finally got to this stage that most of us don't look at, you know, and if it was the flaws that he saw in me, it was only that I wanted to better him in front of the flaws that he probably evidently wanted to put back on me. However, if you feel like you don't have those flaws anymore, don't keep walking around wearing it on you. It's the other person that's carrying that on you. You know, the other person that wants to see you in that past. That's that past you. I want to put that past you on you in the present. So now I want to make you feel uncomfortable. And I knew that that's what his impression was wanting to do to me. However, I didn't allow that to be, like how she said, not giving them their power, not giving them that power, because that's my power. So once I did that, and it was like he could only do but so much, you know, that what he actually was doing, you know, he'd go around, have conversation, you know, do whatever the rumor kind of thing that people do. And then finally when he walked off and, you know, walked off into the sunset, I'm like, whoo's thoughts to myself. But at the same time, I didn't have to say, whew, man, I'm glad he left. You know, I didn't have to feel that way. I was just more like, in my brain, I was like, yes, finally. You know, at the same time, though, I was like, let me still do something that was calming myself before he even left. And that's the main thing I was wanting to get to. We might have to grab onto an instrument, you know. I noticed when I had a divorce, I felt that it was a perfect thing. We had a perfect thing. Why did we have to divorce each other? Yeah, it wasn't perfect. It was more of what I wanted to keep in my mind as the perfection. And a lot of us will do that. We'll put our mind into this is perfected. However, you might have been flawed by it, and it might have even make you worse because you're staying in it. So now it's the idea, how do you readjust yourself? How do you, even in the hottest, you know, you get in the water and it's hot, and you're like, whoa, this water hot. Don't think about the heat. Think about the other side to that. You know, this might be welcoming to the other spirit, the spirits of your body that's probably needing that heat versus, oh, man, it's hot. You know, when a person's going to the door and they're trying to open the door and they got to use the bathroom, think of that heat now instead of thinking, I got to use the bathroom. I'm getting ready to pee on myself. So these are, like, don't allow the negative to overtake you. Your imagination is greater. And if you could go into that realm, and maybe you need some adjustment. That's when you grab that instrument, pull that out, start drumming, or get a flute, or get a harmonica. Get any instrument that works with you, and then you'll see how it's working for you instead of just working against you. A lot of the stuff that we might say is working against us, however, we don't put any adjustments to help us in that, then we're not adjusting. We're just complaining about not being able to adjust. And if you can get to that level, then you're actually coming into your supreme self. Now, what happens to us is we're in an ego. It's all about your ego, right? Your ego could be your geo, your geometry, your geometric shape. You know, we've been put in a 24 in the diameter shape. But when that 25 come out, it's like you just added a pentagon to your square. And you're like, oh, wait a minute. What did I just do? I didn't switch the whole game up. So now adding more pieces in your geo is more like adding pieces to your ego, but not to make an ego bad, is adding your higher self to your ego. The part where you say, okay, it's not like I don't want everybody to have a good time. This is the idea of saying, well, that's the negative ego. You're on your positive ego and say, man, everybody could have a good time. Now, notice I said could have a good time. Some of us are might in our ego decide, I ain't having a good time. I'm going to stay in this realm. So this
right.
is where the higher self is also still there, and it's only for those who got those egos that don't want to adjust, stay in that same square, don't want to become the pyramid, don't want to become any other shapes that when you see shapes formulating, are you going to actually formulate to those shapes too? Because if not, it's been a point of your square might work good on a flat form area, but what if it starts to turn? What if you're in an oval area? Now what you going to do with your square? What if it's a pyramid type area, a triangle area? What are you going to still do with your square? Are you going to be able to adjust? Are you going to become a rhomboid? What are you going to do? So this is how our geo, our ego, in the sacred geometria, we call it geodetic. We're in a geodetic way of looking. How do you use your measurements? How do you use your time? How do you use your space? And does it bend for you? How do you make a rainbow? If you don't, then what's raining your bow? Because you do bow out things. So whether it's your L being a bow or your arrival being how you're in the rival versus the L being an L. You know, the riddle is R-I-D-D-L-E, but it's been reversed. That's just the E-L. Everything happens to have this connection to where you're going to get into your higher spell of yourself with a S and an L. It's just only if you can see yourself like a colleague. You're still using an L. It's just double L's in there. These L's are seven. These lives are seven. You have seven lives to everything. Your mother gave you seven generational life. Your dad gave you seven generations. Now you have a seven generational life to yourself. That's the 21. We've been in this 21 going into now 24 in age, and then when you get to 25, there's another element to how you change things. This is your node in your brain, in your head. So as above, so below, as inside, as outside. Then there's as the inner, as the outer, from an inside and outside. Now, of course, we say, what does that mean? If I say inside is outside, doesn't that sound like inner and outer? No, we're talking about a spiritual and non-spiritual. This is where you actually can jump in tune with yourself because of the out tune of yourself. We've been running to the devil, but it's the evil and lived. So how you've been living in your past might not help your present if you can't be presented in your present. So if you can change the ego, it's because of how you use your higher self. And if you can't change the ego, it'll be because of your lower self. And this is where we find our medium, our mid-self. That's why they say medication is really meditation. If you know meditation is your medication, then you're on the right trail and the left trail. Now, if you don't have meditation and all you do is medicate yourself for everything, and this is why we use license for everything. This is why we got to go out on Friday, go out on Saturday, and now you feel lonely and depressed on Sunday. Or you went out on Friday and you still didn't get what you needed. Here comes Saturday, and you want to go out, but you can't. Now you feel like you're locked in the house and you don't know what to do. Like you by yourself and yet you can't do nothing. However, this is your moment to be more creative in your imagination. This is the ego and the geo. This is where the higher self say, you know what? I can actually call out a friend. Or let me get entertained into the room of that I'm in. When most people got in trouble, right, their parents did one major thing that made their child pay attention. And that was punish them. Now, however, we didn't have to punish our child. We ground our children. That's where the ego changes to now higher self. When we ground our children, that's like putting your feet in the grass, putting your feet in the dirt, knowing that if your feet were sweaty, it becomes mud now. Now you got to clean that off. There's elements to how you use the elements. It's not going to just be, oh, my feet going to be muddy all the time. Wherever I go, I'm going to walk with muddy feet. Somebody know, hey, you tracking that in my house. So now it's the idea, how do you adjust your environment that you came out of going into another environment? Most people kill bugs when they don't realize killing the bugs is being like yourself. You're just killing off another part of yourself. So This is the flaws that we have of ourselves. I don't like flies. I don't like bees. I don't like. Well, you're seeking the flaws out, and you're giving those flaws the power. It's time to take your power back.
Hey,
something
Ethan,
that simple as a bug. Yeah.
I wanted to just add what Eternal said because it was really profound. And the taking your power back is very pivotal in you dealing with you in reflection. You know what I'm saying? To just the ability to look at yourself from another perspective and see the reflection of you. If you walk, just think, if you walked around with mirrors all around you and you could see your full 360, you would have a different perspective of your now because you would be able to see everything around you. So you crossing the street, but you can see the next block. So are you going to be deterred at what you see behind you, or are you going to be focused on where you are in the now with what's in front of you? Some of us get stuck looking back. Some of us are stuck in spaces. Yeah. Some of us are stuck in these spaces of reflection, and we don't want to grow. This is, I found it. This is what I look like, and so this is where I'm just supposed to stay. That's not it. You got to be what they call a chameleon, where you can shift and change and move according to what your now is. That's when you take your power back. Come on, Eternal, because I know you said you got something to add to that. Come on.
Yeah,
we have mimicry, we have camouflage, and we have the actual intelligence that's coming out of mimicry and camouflage, which is how you nurture those three things, you know, and becoming out of that what we don't see, you know. And so in that truth of the other day, Creedence, how you doing? In that truth of reality, 13 is the point of saying I need to put all the mirrors around my body and love all the body parts that's on me. If I'm looking at 13, it's basically saying I'm learning all 12 of my zodiacs, my feet, my kneecaps, my ankles, my thighs,
Achilles,
my groin,
Achilles tendon.
Yes, my stomach, my pineal gland, my heart, my breast and my chest, my arms, my neck, my head, the ears, the eyes, the nose, and the mouth. I have to have all my zodiac signs really into. I gotta love all my whole zodiac. I gotta love my whole wheel of myself, and that will wheel you back in. Now, the thing is, you like how you just said, you have to put a mirror on all these parts and say, "I love this. I love that. I love this. I love that." Love your whole self, and then once you love your whole self, that is your 13. It no longer will be the sucker bus that most people be calling it because they're using, as you said earlier, judgment. If you was able to study yourself more than anybody else, there is nothing to judge but themselves, you know? So now, it's like you said earlier, come back into the one and the three, right, which is three, your trinity, and one being who you came from, the energy of the source, and putting it back together still be equal to four. So you're still coming back into a square. It'd just be a different square. It'll be the higher element. It'll be that 13th floor that most people say, oh, that's bad luck. No, it said bad luck because they put it in reverse, 31. In their aspect, like 31 days, when really there is no 31 days, you know, 27 and a half, and then it changes. We know it by the moon cycle. So this is why we feel the flaws of 12, when we say 12 dozens and 12 hours in a day, when we know there's 24 or even more than that, because when you get into your 25th hour, you're going to be ready to lay down. But 9 times out of 10, you might be at the club, so you might not know at 1 o'clock. You really, you know what I mean, should be like, man, I'm yawning, but I don't know. I'm still having a good time. So there's a moment where the 2.5-day cycle, just like the moon change, you're going to feel like in the 2.5 days you do all that partying, Monday, Tuesday. On Wednesday, you're going to be like, man, I need to lay down. You did too much partying. Or whether it's Friday, Saturday. Now, Sunday, you're going to be like, woo, I did a little bit too much. So your three, your trinity, has always been there for you in the one. So you can't just ignore the 13. You can't just ignore your body parts because eventually out of those 27 and a half days, which is 9, it's going to give you that whole birth, mama, earth coming back in to now 12 and the 13 moon cycle. You're going to see the effects. Not just feel it. You're going to see it, taste it, touch it, feel it, hear it. You know, those are your senses. So being open to your head that's connected to your body, you'll work your neurological system the best way you could. And the nervous system won't be breaking down. It will actually enhance by what we call telomeres. You put enough enzymes in your body, you will be able to actually reproduce versus feeling like you're deducing or not producing enough energy. Give thanks.
Ashe, Ashe.
All right, Ashe. Okay. Let's go ahead and wrap this up, you guys. This has been a great, great, great broadcast. Oh, my God. But before we wrap up, Corey, is there anything, is there, like, how do you feel? And thank you for coming
on. I feel
on
like
us.
I just gained so much knowledge. I know y'all see the difference from me talking last time and now. I'm, like, speechless just because everything you're saying is literally hitting home, like, seriously, like everything, what I'm going through now, the current, like, it's just right on the head. Like, so this, I needed this broadcast so much. Here I am thinking I'm going to talk, and then it's like, y'all just took me to church today, literally. Like,
this is what this is. This is what we've created here, Corey. This is our church now. Like, instead of going to church on Sundays, we built it.
This is beautiful.
So,
and this, like, you... asking me, I'm thankful, like, to be here and speak. Like, I just learned so much from everybody else speaking, and it's, like, it's really humbled me right now, I guess is a good term to use. But, yeah, like,
well,
it's,
great.
It's like another lesson from the universe. I thank you.
Yeah.
Eternal, Auntie, everyone who spoke, thank you. Your messages really touched my heart today.
Oh, Ashe.
You're more than welcome.
You know,
Corey,
and your energy is beautiful. I just want you to know, whatever you're working on, it's working.
Thank you. I appreciate the words because I really needed to hear that and know that it's okay to have came from where I came from and to, you know, that, like you said, you still have good to you. There's still a whole nother, there's so many different aspects of you. So I really needed to hear all this. It was very, very encouraging, and it just lets me know I'm not crazy.
you are not crazy,
you're
baby.
Not,
oh, no.
You're not. And I want to just put this out there, too, because Eternal talked about the square, okay? It's okay to make your square. Just don't create your box. It's okay to make your square. You know what I'm saying? Back in the day, they used to say, oh, somebody want to fight you. They want to square up. You got four corners in that square. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of times we square up with ourselves, and we don't know that it's ourselves that we're squaring up with.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
And so we get defensive, and then we create a box. Nobody hears me. Nobody understands me. Nobody cares. Nobody, 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 nobody. It is somebody. Mm. That body is you. And as long as you care, as long as you hear you, as long as you're listening to you, as long as you finding you, you can't be stopped. And it's okay to square up with you. It's okay to check you. It's okay to pull you on your shit. It's okay for you to acknowledge that you're beautiful and that you're centered and that you are the creator of your day. It's okay. And when you understand that, it ain't nothing you can't do because you rise to probability and possibility. You know what I'm saying? I am the 13th. I'm born on the 13th day of the 11th month. Okay? So I come in this, it's amazing when I hear Eternal talk because he always pulls the 13. And then my first name starts with an L. My first name is Latiqua. It starts with the L, the name my mother gave me. So I see my L and I see my 7, L-A-T-I-Q-U-A. Latiqua has 7 letters. So I am the box. I am the square, rather. Not the box, but the square. It's up to me to determine how I'm going to use each corner. And if I get censored, then I'm never in a corner because I can shrink my circle to fit my square. I can shrink my circle to fix my rectangle. I can shrink my circle to fix my triangle. I can fix my circle to become my octagon and my pentagon. You see how when you're centered, you're just able to feel and expand to fill the space. And if you are the universe, then you are walking space. Be grandeur in the space that is you, in your totality. Not in fragments of pieces of the puzzle, but in your totality of what the puzzle omnipresent looks like as a picture of who you are authentically. And if you allow your picture to show your good and your bad, in the middle, you'll find your glory. Be beautiful in who you are, baby. Don't you let nobody take your joy. Straighten that J and make it an L. Straighten that J and make it a 7.
Yes.
All right. You got it.
All right, you guys. And just to let you guys know, the whole premise of this broadcast was just Corey and I just being vulnerable and sharing, you know, on our what we currently may be struggling or going through with in our journey, guys. So I hope that you guys got something out of it. You know, the way that these broadcasts goes is pretty much just with the flow. I try not to interfere with, you know, who speaks more or who doesn't speak more and who, you know, I attempt to allow these broadcasts to just blossom how they blossom, you know, and I do apologize to anybody in the background who does not, you know, who isn't, you know, truly appreciative. I don't want to say appreciative, but, you know, who may have some reservations on how these broadcasts, you know, play out. So I do thank all of you guys for your constructive criticism when it comes to that. And, guys, we are still growing. You know what I mean? So gratitude to the energy, gratitude to the true perfection, which is imperfection, right? All right, guys. So please again check out our website, which is www.enhancingawarenessradio.net. A lot of cool stuff. Haru's favorite section on our website is a lot of lectures, articles, you know, things that assisted and helped me on my journey, guys. You can check it on Haru's favorite sections, YouTube lectures, all of that, guys. A lot of cool stuff. Go back and check out the COVID broadcast, you guys. Go ahead and type in Enhancing Awareness Radio on Google and type in COVID. And you should be able to see all of our broadcasts that we have done on COVID. Corey was a guest on the COVID broadcast that we had did. And just to let you guys know, Enhancing Awareness Radio has an opportunity for you guys to get COVID vaccine waivers. So, guys, if you want a COVID vaccine waiver, which suggests that it protects you in travel and it protects you from having to be forced to get the vaccine, it's just like, you know, any kind of that the vaccine against your religion is a legal document, you know, like you don't want to get your kids vaccinated, you know, within the schools and all of that stuff. It's that particular document, but for the COVID vaccine. So, guys, go to our website. I'll put it at the top of our home page for you guys to go. All right, until we wrapping up.
I definitely want to tap into that. And what I want to say to what I got to download while you were talking. For the listening audience, don't worry about who's bringing the message. Get the message. Stop wanting to have a particular way in which you receive your messages. And just allow the messengers to bring you the message. We are so caught up on people, places, and things, and we are not just now. We are adjectives. We are conjunctions. We are the all. So if you're hearing a message and it rubs you wrong because of the person it's coming through, check yourself about the things that you say you want to work with yourself. And ask yourself why you feel the way you feel when you get the message and it's not coming from the messenger that you thought it should come from. The universe will use rocks and trees to cry out. So, of course, us in physical bodies having human experiences are available for messages. Some of them are SOSs, and some of them are just seeds being dropped. Don't not get the message because it's not coming from the person you thought it should come from. Get the message. Use everything available to you because you'll miss something and have to retake the class. Because in the universe, we don't pass on condition, and there's no such thing as no child left behind. You going to get this work, or you going to get this work. And it's up to you to be responsible and accountable enough to get rid of your biases and allow the messages to come to you the way the universe ordained that you would receive it. Church and class is in session at ear. We all come bringing something, and we all take something when we leave. If it's nothing but the seeds being dropped, even if they weren't planted. So be advised why you feel how you feel about asking the universe to give you a sign and you not being in a place to receive it because of the messenger that you deem is not sufficient to bring the message that the universe had for you. Peace and love, family, even from our darkness.
Okay. All right, Corey, did you have anything that you wanted to leave the world with, you know? Just any,
I just
any little girl,
you,
let me listen.
First of all, I want to tell LJ Eternal, you, Haru, I appreciate all of you. I'm grateful for this, all of your energy, all of that is beautiful. I love y'all. And to the world, it's okay to be you. It's okay to fuck up. It's okay to accept yourself. Like, that is what I have got from all of this. It is okay to love the good and the bad. And to find that balance, you have to accept both, period. And that's where
mm-hmm.
I'm at, self-reflection. And it's needed,
mm-hmm.
and I'm planting, and it's a beautiful process. I'm grateful for the process.
Yes.
Even being able to reach that process is a process. So...
I love you, girl. She's on my Facebook. LJ Presley on Facebook. I love you. I love your spirit. I love your tenacity.
Yes.
I love you your
too.
Strength.
I have goosebumps.
I love your endurance.
Yes.
I love your weakness. I love your meekness. I love the fact that you are willing to step up and center yourself and allow you to introduce you to you. You are one powerful, badass, divinely created entity.
Oh, yeah, baby.
And I
am
so elated to be in your presence. I am so grateful
mm-hmm.
to be in your energy because, baby, you got some things. That, ooh, energy. Ooh. You got a story that has novels on novels on novels on novels,
oh, yeah,
on novels of numbers of pages that are going
mm-hmm.
to touch the youth. Let me speak into your life right now, sis.
Mm.
You don't even know what you get. You have no idea. The universe finna do some things with you. You got a ministry with the women in prison. You've got some
mm-hmm.
friends that the legal government have told you cannot reach out to because of your documentation. But baby, you the universe. And you can change and contort and bend and expand and decrease, and you can do so many things with your past experiences that's going to not only open up the prayers of the righteous that availeth much for you, but your baby finna live off of the prayers of the ancestors before you.
Mm.
Your biggest fear is that you worried about your baby walking your footsteps. But, baby, let me help you out. That's your fear. That's where you worry. That's where you want to jump, but you like, I can't jump because I got my baby. Let me tell you something. Your baby is ready. Your baby came out your waters ready. Your baby is meiosis, mitosis of every woman that has been you before you and going to be you after you. Stop worrying about your baby. Your baby came from a powerhouse. Your baby is plugged in a core. Your baby is in spaces and places in her life right now that you ain't even remembering from your life right now. Don't worry about your baby. Don't worry about it. You paved the way. You be the bulldozer that moved the shit out of her way with your heel. And watch her bloom. Watch her bloom. Stop worrying about your imperfections, because your imperfections created a space for the resurrection of you in your daughter. In your daughter, your meiosis, mitosis, your exact replica of your physical cell body, your DNA. Ooh, universe. Let me tell you, baby, don't you shut up. Don't you shut up. Because you're going to put yourself in your square that's going to create a box. The universe been telling you to reach out to certain women and you intimidated. You really don't want to, because you got to get naked in order to reach them where they at. But, baby, if you take that bullshit off, if you take that bullshit off and you walk in just your energy, you're going to free them in their cells. And when they get free, they're going to remember you. And they're going to be people in high places that's going to open the door for your daughter. They're going to open jobs. They're going to open housing. They're going to open fruits of her labor because she came from you. Ooh, mama, you something special, Corey. You something special. And that's why you went through what you went through. See, many are called, but few are chosen. You've been chosen for the life you have. Don't look at your negative as being your curse. We got blessings and lessons. You feel me?
Ooh, yes, I just had goosebumps the whole time. Everything what you were saying, I received. Message received. I'm going to leave it a message.
You ain't got to worry about your baby, because you healing it in your now. You healing it in your now. So the things that came to break you. See, because we are powerful, we are womb men. So the womb is the universe, the yoniverse. You ain't got to worry about your baby making the mistakes you have, because you're healing them. And when you heal her, you heal those behind you, the her being you. When you heal your ancestors. And guess what? Your baby going to walk in a clean slate. Your baby going to walk in non-judgment. Your baby going to walk in the gifts of the spirit. Your baby going to walk in understanding without judgment. So you ain't got to worry about the mama that you are. Don't worry about the mama that you are. You are her mama. She chose you. You didn't choose her. She chose you. And she chose you because you had what she needed to get through where she going. Don't you never forget it. Don't you never doubt who you are. Don't you never wonder about the goddess that you are. You went through some things because you got some lessons to teach some people about the things that they growing through, not going through. Don't you All shut right. your mouth, because if you shut your mouth, you going to shut your blessing.
Yes, ma'am.
The universe
Thank you.
Told me
I don't
to tell
think you,
don't you shut your mouth. Don't you
think
shut
he is
your mouth.
Anytime soon, Auntie, because, baby, you are not to be fucked with, okay?
Listen,
so, yeah.
Let me tell you, Corey. The universe is getting ready. You got something going on that you've been working on.
Yes,
you got
ma'am.
Something you've been
oh, yeah.
working on, and you've been working on it for about 10 years. And you want to birth it. And you want to birth it,
oh,
and you're scared
you know
you're going to miscarry.
Yes.
You scared you're going to miscarry. Let me tell you something. You will not miscarry in your healing. What you worried about is in your healing. When you fix it with you, you're going to fix it for everything that come after you. Do you understand me? You don't hear me. You don't hear me. You don't hear me. You're not hearing me.
I do.
I don't know. matter what you're working on, this is thus saith the universe. This ain't got nothing to do with me. Nothing. You've been working on this for about 10 years. You've been working this thing, and you're working it. But you got some areas that you got to get naked, Corey. Don't worry about what people going to say about you. Stop being the sacrifice and become the offering. Stop being the sacrifice and become the offering. Take your power back. And everything that you give from right now on, everything that you give from right now, give it in your childlike energy. I'm giving, the same universe. Give it from, it's something happened to you between the ages of 5 and 9. Something happened, and there was a shift that took place between them 4 years. Between 5 and 9. I need you to go back and heal that. Go heal it.
Oh, yes.
Go heal it. Go stand up in it like you are the stimulus.
Tears flowing down my face right now. Yes.
You listen to me. This ain't got nothing to do with Auntie LJ. This is thus saith the universe, mama. And I'm sorry to give it to you this way, but I'm in the now and I got to be obedient. Because obedient is greater than sacrifice. I got to be obedient. Corey, you finna walk into your destiny. You are right there, and you've been saying, I'm pushing, but I can't get through. Stop, remove can't and remove try from your vocabulary. Sister, hear me. Remove can't and try from your vocabulary. If you there, you're doing it. You're not trying to do it. That's been your biggest Achilles tendon. I'm trying to do this. I'm trying to do that. I want to do this. I'm trying to do that. No, you are not trying. If you're there, you're there. You're doing it. Ooh, honey. Listen, hey, let me give you my bank account information so you can help me because you're going to help some people. I got to give you my
feeling. It's coming. Coming.
Listen. It's here. It's here. It ain't coming.
It's here.
Mm-hmm. All you got to do is recognize that it's here. Corey, I don't know what you're doing. I don't know you personally. I don't know. I don't even know why I'm getting this message. No bullshit.
Auntie, you on
I'm
it.
I'm obedient.
Look, you on it.
And see, this is what happened. Listen, it ain't my business, but when I put my feet on the ground and I take my first breath, I tell the universe to use me. You understand what I'm saying to you, sis?
Yes.
And what I'm saying to you right now is that you got some shit between 5 and 9. Your inner child. This is why you so worried about your daughter. This is the root of why you worried about your daughter. This is that five and nine. Something happened. Something went down between that 5 and 9. See, the universe, I can't speak nothing into your life that the universe ain't gave me. I don't know you from nobody.
Yeah.
I've never met you in person. I don't know nothing about you. But, baby, between 5 and 9, I want you to go sit down with that little girl. I want you to go sit down with that little girl, and I want you to sit real still and shut the fuck up and let her talk to you. Let that it was something between 5 years old and 9 years old, and it's got a hold on you because you are worried about your child. Let me tell you something.
Go ahead. We're going to wrap it up. If you need to contact Auntie after the broadcast, you good.
Yeah. Corey, we might have to.
Yeah.
I need to talk. Baby, let me tell you something. 5 and 9. Let go. That's your blocker.
And you,
I know
that's
right.
Your blocker. I don't know what it is.
This is a.
It won't give it
to that up after. You know what I'm saying? So I'm pretty sure there's a conversation that could be had outside of this. You know what I'm saying? Where you guys can get to the bottom of that. So, okay, Corey. Okay. So I'm going to we'll connect you in the background. Just to let anybody else know, if you want a consultation or anything from any of us, internal, any of us guys, go on our website, www.enhancingawarenessradio.com. Donnell, y'all may need to talk right now, so we're gonna go ahead and cut this. All right, y'all. So we're gonna cut this. And y'all talk. All
right. You there, Jimmy? You right there, baby? Oh, hold on. Hold
I
on,
am.
Mama.
I'm
hold
fighting.
On.
Christy.
Hold
I'm
on.
Not
Please.
Okay. Hold on, real quick. Here's what I'm gonna do. Here's what I'm gonna do. I'm finna put y'all, hold on,
oh
one second, y'all, because I'm finna put both
God,
of you guys.
Oh God,
hold
oh
on.
God, oh, my God. Yeah. Ooh, Corey, you there?
All right. So what I did is I put both of them guys in the background. Hold on. All right, y'all. So, yeah, I had to put them in the green room, you guys, because that's powerful that's coming through right now. If you guys need to get a session from any of us, again, go to our website, www.enhancingawarenessradio.net. Go to meet the team. You should see all of us there. Also, go to services section, guys. You should definitely see us there for all our different services that we have to offer. All right. All right, you guys. So this has been great. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your unwavering support. Also, thank you so much for your feedback. We definitely appreciate that at ear as far as your feedback is concerned, guys. I promise. We welcome it. We welcome it. We welcome it. All right, y'all. So as always, we're going to allow Eternal to take us out. All right, Eternal, go ahead and take us out.
I got that little
yes, talk yes. Talk. That was powerful, right?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that was good.
Yeah.
Woo. Yeah. I was like, oh, they ain't going to stop. You might as well put another show for that one.
Yeah.
That was
no,
good to put
them
in
the box.
I'm going to put you on a box right
they
here.
They still talking. They still
that's right.
Talking.
Yeah, let that out. I mean, once it's out, you got to let it out. The what they call it? The jack is out the box. Yeah, we've been fist pumping for the longest, and we definitely need our connection from the feminine aspect to be in a divine level to now know what masculine aspect can do. We've been here as dew, so as water, as water, you do what is need as the mountain, as mountain dew. So how do we maintain our dew? By becoming a doer, not just a doer. You know, they've been making all types of dough out of even the illusions of what, dang, she's rearranging my room. Hey, girl. You're a duder as a doer. That's a highlight. But what you need is the 13 becoming one. How does the 13 become one? Because it's the actual four. Learning your fire, your earth, your air, and your rain of your spirit of life can help you see how you're a five in life, alive. So having your head with your heart. We have to now tune our head with our heart and not just always look by the hips or shooting off by the hips. This galactic way that we're speaking also is causing a lot of shed to the bloodshed of our lives. So if we don't see our children getting into the existence that we need, it's because we haven't been around them long enough. So now it's our time to not just say, oh, it's a situation and I need someone to fix it. You fix it. You become the fixer of the X and the F and I. The phi is the energy of how you defy yourself. So now how do you enlighten yourself with the fire? Don't look at just as its flaws. Look at how you're fired with laws. And those who get married, you became an in-law. So now when you unmarry, you're an outlaw. So now remind yourself, if it's an outlaw thing, what is it that I'm allowing myself, outlawing myself out of? So your mind and your paperwork and your spirit has to all match. Be in balance with yourself. See the Trinity. Don't look at a Gemini as just two in duality. Look at all the signs as having Trinities. We have a Trinities of what we say, fire, earth, air, and rain. But with the spirit, it makes three become four and four becoming five when you have spirit. So when you think of three, three is the Trinity of how your air should be, how you air your hair and your thoughts and how you care for your thoughts. Now, when you use the three, your Gemini energy, how do you see as the twins of your hands to your feet? So when you walk, you don't walk left, left or right, right. And when we think of 13, we're talking about three lefts to one right, or three rights to one left. You might be right, but then there's three lefts. So don't just get left over or you get left out. Love your lefts just as much as you love your rights. If not, you don't have any rights yet. You're just still working on it. Give thanks. Peace and love.
take your time, nurture your soul, embrace the highs, work through the lows, master yourself, work on your goals, just take a breath, let go of it and grow, it can't rain forever, you won't feel this pain forever, I promise you can change for better, I know people change, and things change for better, yeah, I know times is kinda tough right now. Ain't nobody showing love right now. You a diamond in the rough right now. Love yourself, know your worth, you enough right now. I know times are kinda tough right now. And you rather be in love right now. But you a diamond in the rough right now. Love yourself, know your worth, you enough right now.
Even though you've been hurt too many times. Beautiful black woman, I see the stars in your complexion and the moon in your eyes. You're more like an angel in a human disguise. As soon as I make it to heaven, the first thing I'll do is paint pictures of you in the sky. You have such a beautiful mind and immaculate natural skin. All the diamonds in the world do not compare to you, my African gem. And everything about you is magnificent and spectacular. No matter your complexion, you still exemplify the essence of Africa. Excellence and benevolent worth, because every day next to you is like a festival of heaven on earth. You see, I love everything about you. Your blackness is greatness. With the soul of a million suns, you inspire the happiest faces. Even when I'm lacking in patience, you still bring out the best in me. I would try to give you the world, but you can show me galaxies that I never seen. I pray to God that you never leave. You, but you bad as a 10. Body look like you just got back in the gym. Beautiful soul, natural skin. Been asking your friends if you single or not. You really don't mingle a lot. So many kings and so many things, but you are the queen at the top. Feels